Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tainis, Perek Dalad, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos of Shalom Zalman Zugas or Marasiyat V'chayetz Chalot Seim. They should be given with Asach Hatzlach and Siyad Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Kol Tov Zela, and B'schos Esto Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher Efan Ruziv Hagun B'Karav Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah we had said that when there was a Karban Eitzim, so at a certain point in the day there wasn't going to be these Maimid Tfilas. And so this Mishnah talks about this Karban Eitzim. And the Gemara explains that when they came up from Bavel, right at the beginning of the rebuilding the second base Hamikdash, they found that there was no wood for the Mizbeach. So certain people generously stepped forward on their own and donated wood from their own storage houses. And because of that, the Nevi'im decided that these families are going to have the schus of bringing wood every single year to the Beis HaMikdash, and that day is going to be a mini yanta for the family. They're going to bring karbanos and so on and so forth. And so the Mishnah says, Zman Asikana Va'am Tisha. There was nine times of this karban eitzim. Be'echa ben Nisan, on the first of Nisan, Bnei Arach ben Yehuda, that was for the family of Arach, who was from Shevet Yehuda. Be'esrim B'Tammuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, that was Bnei David ben Yehuda, from the family of David HaMelech, who was from Shevet Yehuda. B'chamisha Ba'av, on the 5th of Av, that was Bnei Parash ben Yehuda, the family of Parash, also from Shevet Yehuda. B'Shivabai, on the 7th of Av, Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav, that was from the sons of Yonadav ben Rechav. B'Hasarabai, on the 10th of Av, Bnei Sunah ben Binyamin, that was from the family of Sunah, who was from Shevet Binyamin. B'Chamisha Asarabai, on the 15th of Av, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda, that was from the family of Zatu, again from Shevet Yehuda. V'imahim, and with this family, Kohanim Levim, v'chol mi shetah b'shiftai, Kohanim and Levim came, and anyone who made a mistake in their Shevet, meaning they didn't know which Shevet they were from. Also, this day was for Bnei Goyin Ve'eli, Bnei Kotze Ketzias, for the people who were Goyin Ve'eli and Kotze Ketzias. Now, this is a fascinating story. It was a time that it was Nigzer and Am Yisrael that they're not allowed to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And there were machsumim, there were sentries posted along the way, preventing people from doing so. What do these special Yerush Shemayim do? They took Bikurim, put them in baskets, and then covered them with Ketzias, which are dried figs. And then they took along a large block of wood. When they got up to the machsum, to the barrier, the soldiers asked them, "What are you doing?" They said, "Oh, we're just going on ahead to make fig cakes." What were these fig cakes? They would take the heavy block of wood and smash the figs all together until they formed one big clump or one big cake. Then they were let through the barrier and they were able to bring Bikurim like that. And that's why they were called Goyin Ve'eli. This big block of wood was called an Eli, and Goyin Ve'eli is Lashon of Lignov, to steal. They stole the heart of the Shimrim of these sentries, they tricked them, and they were also called Kaitse Ketzias, because Ketzias are these dried figs. Now there's another fascinating story the Gemara brings about these people, that there was a Gzeir, they weren't allowed to bring wood for the Maracha, and so they took wood, fashioned them into ladders, and when they got up to the Machsom, to the barrier, the soldiers asked them, "Where do you think you're going with that wood?" They said, "Oh, up ahead, we have pigeon coops, and we have these ladders so we could get the pigeons at the top of the coop." And they were let through, and then they dismantled the ladders and used it as the wood for the Mizbeach. The mission continues, Be'esrim Bay, on the 20th of Av, Bnei Pachas Mayav ben Yehuda, that was the family of Pachas Mayav, also from Shevet Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'el, on the 20th of El, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, that was the family of Adin from Shevet Yehuda. And Be'echer B'Teves, on the 1st of Teves, Shavu Bnei Parish Shnia, the family of Parish, who was again from Shevet Yehuda, they came back to bring a second time. And once we mention the first of Teves, the Mishnah says, Be'echer B'Teves, on the first of Teves, Loi Haya by Maimid, there was no Maimid the whole day. And why is that? Chaya by Halil, there was Halil on that day, because remember, Teves is in the middle of Chanukah, the Karban Mosaf, and there was a Karban Mosaf, because it was Resh Chodesh, the Karban Eitzim, and there was also Karban Eitzim, so there was no Ma'amadais that whole day. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Chamisha Dvarim Eirus HaVaseinu B'Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, there was five things that happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tamuz, and five that happened on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, on the 17th of Tamuz, number one, Nishtabru HaLuchais. The Luchais were broken. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and he saw the Eagle Hazav, so he broke the Luchais. And that was on the 17th of Tammuz. Number two, Obatal HaTamid. There was no carbon Tamid brought anymore. There's a machlokes if this is talking about by the first or second base of Mikdash, but everyone agrees this was nearing the end, right near the destruction. And at this point in time, the carbon Tamid wasn't able to be brought anymore. Vahavka Ir. And by the second base of Mikdash, the city was broken into on the 17th of Tammuz. Vesarf Apostomus Zatira. And Apostomus burnt the Tira. Vehemet Salam Behechal. An idol was placed in the Hechal on the 17th of Tammuz. B'Tishabav. What about Atishabav? Nigjal Vesenu Shalei Konsul Aretz. It was decreed on our forefathers that they were not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is referring to when the Meraglim came back to Moshe Rabbeinu with a bad report about Eretz Yisrael, and everyone cried, and Hashem said, because of that, you're not going to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they spent 40 years wandering around the Midbar, so that was on Tisha B'Av. V'char v'bayis barishonu u'bashnia, and the first and second Batei Mikdash were destroyed. Minukot Beitar, and Beitar, which was a massive city that had millions of people in it, was captured and totally destroyed. V'nechashar ir, and the city was plowed over. And Mishnah concludes, M'shenichas Av, when Av comes in, M'matin b'simcha, we decrease our simcha somewhat. We still have to be besimcha, but we just have to make sure to decrease it somewhat. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last two Mishnahs in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.